When word spread in Hispanic communities that the federal government might be conducting raids on illegal aliens, it set off a chain reaction in at least two Wisconsin cities. In Madison and Milwaukee, some were afraid to go out in public for fear of being arrested. Jose Villegas said at least one of his co-workers at the Madison restaurant La Hacienda did not show up because of the rumor there would be immigrant raids.
And yeah, everybody was very scared. They thought immigration was coming. So my boss explained they don't have to be afraid. That wasn't true. That was a false alarm.
Villegas says the owner of the Madison restaurant had to call an emergency meeting to dispel what Madison police, Hispanic leaders, and city officials are calling a widespread rumor. Officials at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement would only say they, quote, enforce the law on a daily basis after conducting lengthy investigations and don't conduct what they call random raids. Madison police say they know of no immigration arrests and did not help in any way. Several Madison schools reported absences as high as 50% among Hispanic students. Madison Metropolitan School District spokesman Ken Syke says many parents who heard the rumor did not send their kids to school, so the district is calling all the families to reassure them.
It'll be a significant number, hundreds, yes, but we think it's important for students to be in school. Obviously, it's very difficult to learn if you're not in school.
The federal government's crackdown last week on illegal workers and their employers comes in the wake of pro-immigrant rallies. Ethnic leaders are urging Hispanics not to be intimidated from attending future protests over proposed changes to U.S. immigration policies. Wisconsin Representative James Sensenbrenner wants stricter rules, while President Bush and others want to ease restrictions for immigrant workers. Political leaders hope to resolve the dispute in the next few weeks. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.